welcome once again to NaturalDocRadio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, and I'm here today with a review of certain fruits and vegetables, certain food choices that you might be making on a pretty regular basis. And I'm here to tell you about the benefits of those food choices. Top on my list, lemons and limes. Amazing what these tiny little fruits can provide. Just astonishing about the rind, the fruit, the juice, the whole profile of nutrition that is available with lemons and limes. And there are some differentiation. There's a little bit of change in benefits from lemons to limes, but not much. And I really believe that you can use them interchangeably. And I mentioned the rind. One of the things that I talk to people who are dealing with a potentially impaired immune function is taking a very, very little strip, and I'm going to say maybe 2 inches long and a 16th of an inch wide, so just a tiny little curlicue rind from the lemon or the lime, and making sure that you have washed the outer skin of the lemon or lime very, very well, you take that little curlicue strip and chew it. And the first time you chew it, you think, oh, that woman, she is not giving me good advice, because it is very, very tangy. Actually, some oil going to be noticeable on your tongue as well. And that rind actually has so many different health-supporting ingredients, components that support your immune system in an absolutely unique way. So if you're interested in a very easy, very inexpensive, you've already got the lemon, and one lemon will supply you probably for about at least a month, possibly longer, with enough of those little rind curlicues, that you will support your immune system in a dramatically different way. Lemons and limes actually have an antibacterial benefit. So once again, if you're trying to support your immune system so that you're not so vulnerable to whatever pathogenic substance might be lurking in your neighborhood, and even viruses, antiviral properties in the lemons and limes are certainly there as well. There have been published studies about using lemon juice as a benefit when you're dealing with a diagnosis of osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. So how does that work? By so dramatically reducing inflammation, you have the ability to reduce the swelling, pain, and discomfort that is typically associated with both of those arthritis diagnoses. You're going to protect your heart. Okay, well, how does that work? It's going to support my immune system. Yes, it's going to protect your heart. Number one, because it reduces inflammation. When inflammation across the board is reduced in your body, the potential damage to your circulatory system is negated. The antioxidant content found very readily in lemons and limes, very much a protection for your heart. It controls your blood pressure. So coming at heart protection from an entirely different perspective, you are benefiting overall blood pressure. There are published studies showing that it using lemon juice as a reduction, provides a reduction in your risk of stroke. So internally, you're doing so much. And then externally, if you apply lemon juice to your skin, it acts as a natural exfoliant. The acids in the lemon juice actually break down dead skin cells and allow fresh new skin cells to rise to the surface. When you do that, the outcome is smoother skin. Of course, there are a variety of different vitamins, but certainly the most important that you're going to find in the lemons and limes is vitamin C. So it stops scurvy. And you say, well, I haven't heard of too many people who are dealing with scurvy in this day and age. Well, how about inflammation? That could be kind of categorized as a very, very mild, let's say, subclinical scurvy situation. Maybe you've been dealing with periodontal disease. That actually would be scurvy. So even though we haven't necessarily had to deal with a diagnosis of scurvy for a very, very long time, the whole inflammatory process, the whole periodontal disease diagnosis, all of that, very, very much part of that profile that used to be known as scurvy. There is another substance, camphorol, and that stops cell division. So I'm going out on a limb here, but the substance that is found in the lemon juice, the camphorol, actually has a benefit with regard to normalizing cell replication. So in a stretch, this would have anti-cancer capacity, maintaining a lid on inflammation, protecting your heart, controlling your blood pressure. It's actually going to be beneficial with that whole body response to protect you from cancer. And it is very specifically this isolated substance that's found in lemons called camphorol, normalizing cell division. Now, all of this also applies to limes. So when you're doing lime juice, when you're doing lemon juice, you're going to alkalize your body. The more that you alkalize and provide the proper pH balance, that right balance between acidic body chemistry and alkaline body chemistry, you are supporting overall good health. You're supporting how your body was meant to function. What is setting the limes apart a little bit from the lemons? This is really interesting. According to several different African cultures, using lime juice mixed in with a rice component of a meal actually has protective benefits with regard to fighting the bacteria that is contributing to a cholera outbreak. So protecting against cholera, that's a pretty significant bacteria. So by using the lime juice in a variety of different, as a variety of different additions to foods that you're already eating, and what that tells me, it has a very strong antibacterial component. I was talking about supporting your immune system. Very specifically, the limes have a benefit on a particular version of white blood cells, monocytes, and so with raising your monocytes, again, very important support to how your immune system is working. Like the lemon juice, the lime juice also acts as an exfoliant and smooths the skin and very surely stops those subclinical scurvy kind of symptoms. Antibacterial, high in vitamin C, alkalizing, and just a very pleasant addition to your daily routine. There are so many cultures that say, add some lemon juice or lime juice to warm water and have that as the very, very first thing that you put into your body in the morning. What the components of lemon and lime juice also do, it would have a beneficial effect on fat metabolism. I was about to say anti-fat activity. That's not absolutely correct. It does have a dissolving quality. So debris that might be stuck in your liver when the first thing coming into your body in the morning is water with lemon juice or lime juice, you're going to have a much supported chance of breaking down damaged fatty debris that has accumulated in your liver. So keep your liver healthy. So easy with lemons and limes. Okay, moving on to mushrooms. Mushrooms have thousands and thousands and thousands of years of history and as part of the human nutrition. So helpful, full of B-complex vitamins, full of polysaccharides that are so critically important to how your immune system works. Protein content. So for people who are minimizing their intake of animal-sourced protein, high-quality mushrooms are very, very much a recommended approach to maintaining protein intake. The mushrooms are very much a part of supporting a healthy cardiovascular system. Protect the cardiovascular system in an absolutely unique way. There is a beneficial effect on a molecule circulating in your body called an adhesion molecule. So that adhesion molecule or anti-molecule activity that is readily available in mushrooms actually supports a balanced cholesterol function. And when I'm saying a balanced cholesterol function, remember that I am definitely not saying lowering cholesterol. What I'm saying is the cholesterol is balanced in a very health-supporting way. So there is support to the HDL level and support to the LDL level. That anti-adhesion molecule works with LDL. LDL is meant to cover up inflammation, and then that LDL, if the inflammation isn't attended to, isn't reduced, that LDL cholesterol would tend to continue to adhere to the interior wall of your blood vessel. But with the proper amount of mushrooms in your diet, that adhesion molecule is short-circuited, so your buildup of LDL cholesterol and subsequently calcification and oxidized mineral debris won't adhere to the LDL cholesterol. So it's balancing. It's supporting a proper function of cholesterol in your body. Mushrooms have been known, a variety of different mushrooms have been known to be antibacterial. And in a very dramatic way, support your immune system because of their ability to support the formation of macrophages. Now, keep in mind, macrophages are those little Pac-Men as part of your blood chemistry that go around and break down abnormal cells or non-self cells. Those non-self cells are bacteria, viruses, fungus, parasites, and cancer cells are non-self cells. And those bright macrophages are able to identify those non-self cells and in that way actually help to combat cancer. And there's all kinds of minerals, and in addition to the protein, there's zinc, very important for a highly functional ability to detoxify a highly functional immune system. And also contains vitamin D. You're going to have support for your bones. So, wonderful profile of components that support so many different functions in your body. Very well researched, but in my opinion, one of the most important things is they have over 5,000 years of history as part of a human nutrition program, or human choices in nutrition. Okay, moving on from mushrooms, let's go to oats. Oats have such popularity. So many people have their oats every morning, oatmeal, and kind of pat themselves on the back that they're providing a very healthful start to their day. Well, let me get a little more specific. If you're doing the instant oats, probably the not the best choice. If you're doing instant oats, one of the things that I suggest people might consider doing is add a tablespoon or two of oat bran to your instant oats. Now I'm going to go a little bit beyond. Making your instant oats, my suggestion to everyone is don't make those instant oats in the microwave. It's very easy to add some hot water that you have heated in a kettle or a pan on top of your stove. Add that hot water to your instant oats. Don't make them in the microwave. There are a variety of different reasons why you should be avoiding the microwave, and when you're going to the trouble of having a good quality oatmeal breakfast start to your day, don't start it with the microwave. And adding the oat bran enhances the quality of the health benefits that you're achieving with the oats for breakfast. Very important to understand that the oats help not only to lower cholesterol, and what I'm going to say, what the oats have the benefit of doing with the cholesterol, prevent damage to the cholesterol molecules. And by preventing the damage to the cholesterol molecules, you make the option of balancing how the cholesterol functions in your body, you make that work so much better. So make sure that if you're starting your day with oatmeal, add a little vanilla extract to it. You might consider adding a little bit of cinnamon or a lot of cinnamon if you like that cinnamon taste. But the vanilla and cinnamon bring even more benefit to that cholesterol situation that you achieve with the oats. There have been a number of different studies that show the fiber helps to reduce your risk of diabetes, helps to prevent constipation. Providing a substance called beta-glucan, that beta-glucan in the oats actually has significant immune supporting capacity. So overall, the oats and the best norm for you to be having for breakfast in the morning, steel-cut oats or actually Irish oats, oats that are the whole grain, not necessarily processed in any way. If you're going to have processing, you could try just the steel cut. What you don't want would be the very, very processed rolled oats. So those little rolled oat flakes that you've been accustomed to seeing for years and years since your childhood, they aren't necessarily the best. But if it's the only one that you like, by all means, use those, but add a little bit of oat bran to it. Last on my list is olive oil. Olive oil has the potential to protect your heart. There are human research studies from southwestern Greece that show the benefits of reducing the inflammation, enhancing circulation, so protective overall of your heart. When you have the olive oil, you're providing antioxidant protection, particularly from the vitamin E. It protects the cell membrane. By properly supplying the essential fatty acids, the cell membrane works more correctly. You allow nutrients into the cell, and cellular debris is moved efficiently out of the cell when the cell membrane is healthy. And olive oil is a really easy way to maintain the health of your cell membrane. Promoting weight loss is another way that olive oil is such a beneficial choice in your diet. One of the things that you can do is actually mix a little bit of lemon juice, a little bit of olive oil, put that on a spoon, swallow it down. And people might say, ew, no, ah. But it is so beneficial to your liver. It actually, again, moves fatty debris right out of the liver. And when your liver is very nicely cleaned of fatty debris, your metabolism kicks in, and that translates to a benefit with regard to your battle against increased weight. Olive oil also has more than 25 studies supporting the benefits, or reporting on the benefits of olive oil and how olive oil is able to reduce your risk of cancers, a wide range of different types of cancers, particularly cancers of the digestive tract, breast cancer, and the respiratory tract. So olive oil, it's delicious. Get very, very high quality, organic, minimally processed olive oil. So you get the benefits of all of the antioxidant content. You get the highest quality essential fatty acid profile. When you support your liver, as you can do with the olive oil, you are able to handle proteins, carbohydrates, and fats that typically a diabetic would have difficulty with. The diabetic having sensitivity to those three categories of foods that can possibly change your response with regard to a blood sugar chemistry. So olive oil is top of the list, or at the top 10 at least, of your list if you are battling diabetes. So protecting your heart, enhancing weight loss, combating cancer, more than 25 studies showing the benefits of olive oil with regard to fighting cancer. And then, if you want a really nice facial moisturizer, after you have exfoliated with the lime and lemon juice, a little bit of olive oil sprayed on your hands and then applied to your face, fabulous, fabulous moisturizer. Keep in mind, because of some of the components that you find in olive oil, that are going to fight off some of the things that might cause inflammation and an outbreak in your skin. So olive oil across the board, so many different benefits. And that's about it for today's approach with learning how all of these foods can be supportive of your good health and hopefully introducing them into your diet on a more regular basis. Thanks for listening.